Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Heft. Hegan moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake, who is chasing the ball. Lund reaches third base with a triple. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lund scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok strikes out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lund. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lund. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dropeau hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Westlake is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropeau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lund reaches second base with a double. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and has Lund trapped. There's the throw to Rosen and over to Avila, who tags Lund for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Avila reaches second base with a double. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Westlake moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-3 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for early win. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith pinch hits for Bill Glynn. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Ray Herbert now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.